to cheer him up, Rosie chuckled.
Well, I'm a mother and you can count on me, though you'll have lots of fathers aboard Pearl Queen. Brothers too. Should have brought more sisters along with us.
When they got back to the ship, Fomal had made beds up for Wincy and Figgs in the crew's accommodation. Joseph settled down on the hatch covers with Benji close by, and they lay watching the stars like silver pins holding up the dark velvet canopy of the night sky. Joseph outlined his plans for them.
We're sailing in the morning, right after breakfast. I think you and your sisters would be better off coming along with us, Benji. What do you think?
I think that's the best thing too, sir. I'll have to tell Wincy and Figgs that Burham won't be coming along. It'll be difficult, especially for little Figgs.
The bellmaker nodded understandingly.
You're growing up well, Benji. You stay aboard with the others, and Finbar and I will go ashore early and give Burham a decent burial.
The young squirrel sat upright.
No, please, leave our father in the tent. I couldn't bear thinking about Burham buried there all alone. Besides, she might get better and wake up some day.
So be it, Benji,
said Joseph, smiling sadly.
But don't grieve. Burham will be glad that you three are safe and with friends now. Good night.
Good night, sir. Oh, may I ask where we're going on your ship?
It's not my ship. Pearl Queen belongs to Finbar. We're bound for Southsward to search for my daughter, Marielle, and her friend Dandin. It's a long story.
Benji's eyes shone bright in the darkness.
Southsward? That's my home.
Now it was Joseph's turn to sit up.
You come from Southsward?
Yes, sir. Every creature on the ship did. We were driven out of there by Urgan Nagru, the fox wolf. His rats killed both my parents. I want to go back to Southsward.
I'll bet you do, Benji,
said Joseph, looking steadily at the youngster.
Come to the galley with me. There's food and drink there. We have a lot to discuss.